About a month ago, my brother was getting married, and I traveled to go to the wedding. Now, he needed someone to... He needed to go up north, and I didn't want to... I didn't want him to be driving just before his wedding, so I became his driver. And I drove him, and he went to meet with one of his rabbeim to have a class before the wedding. And I had 2 or 3 hours on my hands while he was learning till he'd call me to come pick him up. So in the neighborhood we were visiting, there was the widow of a Rebbe who I learned by for many, many years. And I don't know if she wants me to say the name, so I'm going to leave the name under wraps for now. And I figured there's a big mitzvah in the Torah to go. And anyways, I owe her a lot. Chazal say, she's chavra rei kechavra, the wife of a Talmud Chacham is like Talmud Chacham. So I figured out of respect, I'm going to go over there and say hello. So when I came by the house, her son was there, her grandson was there, and she was there. And she took about 3 hours, the full time I had, telling me stories about the Rav, the stories that I never knew, and also stories about her father, who happened to have been a big Rav back in Europe and then in the United States. And the story we just read brings to mind one story she shared with me. And the story goes as follows. Her father used to give a shiur to the... her father used to give a shiur to the Balabatim in the shul he was a Rav in. And one day he came home from the shiur very, very upset. And his wife couldn't understand why he was so upset. So she asked him, and he didn't want to discuss it. And at some point, I don't remember, she told me exactly what the background to the story was. At some point, his wife got the story out of him. He was in the middle of giving shiur. It was Shabbos. And one of the congregants walked in their Shabbos clothes. In their weekday clothes. So he looked up and he saw that congregant. And he said, you're not supposed to be here. And the rest of the Kehillah didn't know that congregant. So he said to him, tell me what you want. And he stopped the shiur and he walked to a back room and he spoke to that congregant, and then the congregant left. And from that moment onward, he was very upset during the shiur. Now, the people of the shiur didn't know what happened, but his wife knew what happened. That was a person of the Kehillah who had passed away 2 weeks earlier. So when he saw him walk into the shiur, he said, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. And it turns out the man was in need of certain zchuyot, and when he promised him that he would arrange that certain things would be learned in his merit, then he agreed to leave. So again, I don't believe these stories, but when you hear it from the people who were there, so then I don't know what to say. But we just read the story of Rabbi Akiva, so I figured I'd share with you a story that I just heard this month. The daughter who heard it from her mother, who heard it from him.